Lesson 37. So we're going to have a look at prepositions. So in English, these are words like to, at, of, about, those kind of linking words that go in the middle of a sentence. Now in French, the three most common prepositions are à, de, and en. And each of these have a few meanings. So the best way to learn is to just get a feel for them and listen to some examples. So first of all, let's look at à. Now this commonly means to, in, or at. So firstly, we're going to learn the word for the bakery in French.
La boulangerie.
So to say I am going to the bakery.
Je vais à la boulangerie.
And then I am at the bakery.
Je suis à la boulangerie.
Now French for the market is
le marché.
And I am going to the market is
je vais au marché.
So notice here how you say je vais au marché, and previously it was je vais à la boulangerie. So that's because when the noun is masculine, it contracts. So à and le become au, but à and la remain separate. Now the shops in French is
les magasins.
And I'm going to the shops is
je vais au magasin.
They're at the shops is
ils sont au magasin.
So au here is spelled A-U-X because it's plural. So à plus les becomes au, A-U-X. So let's have a look at a few more examples. The butcher's is
la boucherie.
He is going to the butcher's is
il va à la boucherie.
You're at the butcher's.
Vous êtes à la boucherie.
Newsagents in French is
le tabac.
So he's going to the newsagents would be
il va au tabac.
And you are at the newsagents is
vous êtes au tabac.
Now French for shopping centre is
le grand magasin.
Like the big shop. So if you were going to say he is going to go to the shopping centre,
il va aller au grand magasin.
And you are at the shopping centre.
Vous êtes au magasin.
The supermarket is
le supermarché.
So I was at the supermarket, past tense would be
j'étais au supermarché.
Again, au supermarché because it's masculine. So I will be at the supermarket, future tense would be
je serai au supermarché.
And then I'm going to be at the supermarket.
Je vais être au supermarché.
So now we'll look at the preposition de, which is another common one after à, and it often means from, of, or about. So here are a few examples. To say I'm from England is
je suis d'Angleterre.
So note Angleterre is England in French, and Anglais was English. He's from France is
il est de la France.
And she's from Germany is
elle est d'Allemagne.
So Allemagne is Germany and Allemand was German. We're from Italy is
nous sommes d'Italie.
And you are from Spain.
Vous êtes d'Espagne.
So, Espagne is Spain and Espagnol was Spanish. And then finally, they're from Russia.
Ils sont de Russie.
So there are some examples of de meaning from. Now, as mentioned, it can also mean of. So how do you say I would like, first of all?
Je voudrais.
And what's kilo in French?
Kilo.
So the same words. So to say I would like 2 kilos of apples, you would say
je voudrais 2 kilos de pommes.
And I would like 1 kilo of bananas.
Je voudrais 1 kilo de bananes.
And finally, the pronoun en, en. And now, like à, this usually means in. So to say I will be in England, you would say
je serai en Angleterre.
He was in France would be
il était en France.
She's going to Germany. Or she's going to be in Germany.
Elle va être en Allemagne.
And we are in Italy.
Nous sommes en Italie.
You lived in Spain.
Vous habitez en Espagne.
And they lived in Russia.
Ils habitaient en Russie.
And then in the past tense, I lived in England.
J'habitais en Angleterre.
And we learnt the French for with before, so that was
avec.
And then I lived in England with my sister and my mother.
J'habitais en Angleterre avec ma sœur et ma mère.
And now, as a reminder, how do you say I finish work?
Je finis le travail.
And what about he finishes school?
Il finit l'école.
She finishes school?
Elle finit l'école.
We finish the housework.
Nous finissons le ménage.
You finish the washing up.
Vous finissez la vaisselle.
And they finish the washing up.
Ils finissent la vaisselle.
And now for some adjectives. How do you say the boys are big?
Les garçons sont grands.
And what about the girls are small?
Les filles sont petites.
The women are pretty.
Les femmes sont jolies.
And the men are fat.
Les hommes sont gros.
And now for a reminder on the quantities. So to say, I have a little money. How do you say that?
J'ai un peu d'argent.
And what about he has a lot of money?
Il a beaucoup d'argent.
You have as much money.
Vous avez autant d'argent?
They have enough money.
Ils ont assez d'argent?
We have too much money.
Nous avons trop d'argent?
I have less money.
J'ai moins d'argent.
You have more money.
Vous avez plus d'argent.
We have several bikes.
Nous avons plusieurs vélos.
They have several motorbikes.
Ils ont plusieurs motos.
I bought several cars yesterday.
J'ai acheté plusieurs voitures hier.
And telling the time. How do you say it's 1 o'clock in the morning?
Il est 1 heure du matin.
And what about it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Il est 4 heures de l'après-midi.
It is 7 o'clock in the evening.
Il est 7 heures du soir.
It's 11 o'clock in the evening.
Il est 11 heures du soir.
It's midnight.
Il est minuit.
It's midday.
Il est midi.
It's 7:15.
Il est 7:15.
It's 7:30.
Il est 7:30.
It's 7:45.
Il est 8:20.
It's 7:40.
Il est 7:40.
It's 6 p.m.
Il est 18 heures.
It's 5:20 p.m.
Il est 17:20.
It's 9:15 p.m.
Il est 21:15.
And now the comparatives. So to say something like, Mike is taller than Ollie.
Mike est plus grand que Ollie.
And what about Ollie is smaller or shorter than Mike?
Ollie est plus petit que Mike.
Graham is less tired than Anya.
Graham est moins fatigué que Anya.
Anya is faster than Graham.
Anya est plus rapide que Graham.
I am not as fast as you.
Je ne suis pas aussi rapide que vous.
You were as good as him.
Vous étiez aussi bien que lui.
They were shorter than us.
Ils étaient plus petits que nous.
They were less good than us.
Ils étaient moins bons que nous.
You are going to be slower than me.
Vous allez être plus lent que moi.
I am going to be fatter than you.
Je vais être plus gros que vous.
They will be taller than me.
Ils seront plus grands que moi.
You will be more tired than him.
Vous serez plus fatigué que lui.